The Red Hot Yankees host the White Sox on Tuesday. This one is scoreless in the third when Leury Garcia steps up.
And yes, the 1-0 is hitting the air to right center field and deep. Ellsbury going back, and that ball is into the bullpen. Leury Garcia just hit one into the Yankees bullpen in deep right center. Here's a 3-2. He struck him out, swing off speed, probably a splitter. It was a very good off speed pitch. Anderson leads off first. It'll be a 1-1. Double play, ground ball to short. And it's booted by Cosmo. Whoa. Now that's a biggie. Now that is a biggie because it's a 1-0 game, and that was a surefire 6-4-3 double play. I gather Cosmo was probably trying to look at it and feed second before he had the ball. A high fly to left. Gardner going back. He's on the track. He's near the wall. She's gone. It's a three-run home run for Avisail Garcia. And the White Sox take a 4-0 lead. He started 8 games under 500.
August 26th.
Whoa. The 3-2. Struck him out swinging. Another high-octane fastball. Aaron Judge is the winning run. It'll be a 1-1. Hit on the ground to short. Anderson flips to second for the force. Ball game over. White Sox win. So a great, great pitching duel between Severino and Gonzalez.
David Robertson wiggles out of a jam, and the White Sox secure the 4-1 win. Miguel Gonzalez goes 8 1/3 and gives up one run for his first win in the Bronx since back in 2012. New York's 8-game win streak has come to an end. Despite another well-pitched ball game, a couple of key mistakes cost the Yankees on Tuesday and result in their first home loss of the season. Joe Girardi's club is now 9-5 overall.
So with the success that this team has had over the last 8 games, when you start getting runners on there in the ninth, are you getting a feeling that something special could happen there?
I mean, you feel that you really got a chance there. You know, we had the middle of the order. Some guys have hit some home runs, and you feel that you got a chance there. You know, we didn't get it done, and you still got a chance to win the series tomorrow, and that's what we try to do.
Up until that ninth, you really didn't get much going offensively. What was Gonzalez doing?
You know, they said his stuff was moving all over, and he was living on the edges. We didn't have a hit out of the infield tonight. So his stuff was really good, really late movement. We just had a hard time squaring him up. It seemed like he was ahead in the count most of the night, except until that ninth inning, eighth inning, and the ninth a little bit. And he was really good.
Joe, realizing you don't want to fall behind in the count all the time, but you have a three-pitch seventh inning, or he had a three-pitch seventh inning, you look at that at-bats, do you go back and say maybe our approach could have been different, or are you okay with the approach for the night?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I looked up and he had faced like 25 hitters and thrown 18 balls and 40 strikes. So, I mean, it wasn't like we were attacking the first pitch all the time. So, you know, they tried some different approaches, and we just never got anything going on him.
Mike.
Joe, for the second consecutive outing, Severino had really good pace and it seemed like his stuff was really good. What has the difference been for him?
It's, you know, to me it's been location of his fastball. I thought his slider was great tonight. One bad one, and it was a home run. And that's not always going to happen. His stuff was as good tonight as we've seen it, and I thought he pitched as well tonight as we've seen. You know, it's unfortunate we didn't turn the double play in the seventh and it changed the complexion of the inning. But I thought his stuff was really good tonight.
Kevin.
What did you see in the two home run pitches?
2-0 slider to Garcia, who's as hot as anyone. Right, it just was not a good pitch. It was up in the zone. The fastball home run, I mean, it wasn't really high. It was a little bit above the knees. It looked like it was down. I mean, it wasn't a terrible pitch, and he hit it out. So, you know, like he was really good tonight.
Andrew.
Joe over here. They spoke about this on the broadcast. On the Abreu bunt, could Romine have let that maybe fall?
Yeah, I mean, you could try that, but it's so close to the line that if you're not perfect, I mean, it may roll foul. So, I mean, if it's more in the middle of the field, it's easier to try that, but it's too close to the line. It came to my mind, but I saw where he caught it, and I said, that's just too risky. And you got a guy that's driven in 300 runs in the last 3 years, so if you get an out like that, you're going to take it.
Kevin, do you have a question?
Yeah, what word did you get on Torres down in double A?
I think he's just got some bicep tendonitis. I heard that he's going to have an MRI. I don't know if he did.
Dan.
Joe, did you get a sense that Severino was rattled at all when Cosmo didn't turn that double play?
No, not really. I mean, he got the next guy out. You know, he got behind, and, you know, he hung a slider. I mean, that's going to happen. But I thought his command was good tonight. I thought his approach was good tonight. He made one bad pitch.
Luis Severino was outstanding once again. Even in defeat, the right-hander goes 8 innings. He allows 4 runs, 3 earned. He strikes out 10, and he does not walk a batter. Here he is in the clubhouse.
Joe just said he felt like your command was good, your approach was good. How do you evaluate your outing tonight?
I mean, I feel pretty good. I feel that all my pitches was there. I threw a couple of changes, a slider, my fastball command was good.
You talked about the mistake you made to Garcia. Where were you trying to go there?
I was trying to, you know, to throw a slider for a strike, and he got me over there.
Do you look back earlier in that inning and think, had they turned that double play, maybe he wouldn't even be in that situation?
I mean, yeah, but this part of the game, you know, this part of the game, if they make an error, they're not trying to make an error, you know. Pete Cosma, he's a great offensive, so he's trying to make, you know, maybe faster or something like that, but I know he's not trying to make it.
Your other bats against Garcia, you struck him out both times. And the second time, it seemed like you got him, what, a high fastball? He seemed to be having a hard time with you. Why was it different in the seventh, you think?
I was trying to throw, you know, a good pitch for a strike, you know, fastball outside. I missed it a little bit. And like I said, trying to throw the slider for a strike, and he got me over there.
Luis, you didn't throw the changeup as much tonight as you did in your last outing. Was that just the game plan against these guys, or was there a reason for that?
I mean, they was chasing the slider a lot, so if I don't need to throw it, I'm not going to throw it.
Do you go away from this happy with the way you pitched, or upset that you made a couple bad pitches that ruined what could have been a really great start?
I mean, I feel happy. I feel happy because I battle myself over there, and I think I give it a chance the team, you know, to battle over there.
Do you feel different than you did last year at this time? In terms of all the amount of confidence?
I mean, my confidence. I have all my confidence. I throw in my changeup for a strike, for ball. I getting ground balls with the changeup. My fastball command is good. My slider is good. I just need to throw, you know, be more consistent. Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, last year I was missing a lot, you know. Didn't see my fastball command wasn't there. I didn't have my change yet. So this year I had a lot of confidence.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, I work a lot in the offseason in that. You know, they told me to work in my fastball command, work in my change, yeah, and that's what I did, and I came here ready for that.
Did you change something mechanical to help your fastball command? What did you do to get it better?
I mean, I think last year I was trying to rush to the play, you know, trying to throw the hardest I can. This season, just trying to hit the glove. That's it all.
Being a starter, mentally, it just takes so much energy, right, to get through every. Because I mean, tonight maybe one bad pitch.
Oh yeah, of course. You know, to be a starter, you have to work hard. You know, to run a lot. So when you get to 8 innings, you have the energy to keep going.
The series against the White Sox will conclude on Wednesday. Masahiro Tanaka makes the start for New York.